talking with Mark Berquist, the superintendent of schools here at the Hayward Lakes area. And good morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. So I guess once a month, we just kind of want to get an update from the school district and what's happening in the various buildings with the different grade levels, all the way up to the top at the school board and what things are happening with the school board. Anything to report for there?
This is kind of our slow part of the year. School board, sure. We have a little bit less going on. We did have some, call it board development, where we brought in somebody to kind of go through some of our open meetings requirements to make sure that we're staying on board. You know, every few years we do end up with a new board member or two and make sure that everyone's understanding of what those requirements are and that we're meeting everything with postings and how we run our meetings. So that was pretty good. We did that a few days ago. So that's kind of the big board update for now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, geez, you got, at the time that we're talking, we got teachers in the building now. We're going to get open house coming up here for all the schools.
Yeah, so we're in that first staff development portion of our year where we have a week or two where the kids aren't quite back yet. We're getting our staff in, trying to go through some of our initiatives, give them a vision of where we're headed this year, which is going to end up being pretty similar to past years. New staff has been in. Actually, today is our first day with our full regular staff, and so we met this morning and went through our stuff, but some of those initiatives that we're looking at and in service this year, we had an ALICE training coming up where we bring in law enforcement and talk about our situations in emergencies. We're testing buildings to make sure that emergency response is where it needs to be. So those are two big pieces, safety and security. We also have most of our coaches go through either an every other year process on being CPR certified. Okay. So that's a piece we run through our in-service training.
Does that include the AEDs in the building?
Yeah. So when our coaches get certified, they, I believe, have AED training as well as the CPR portion.
Sure.
Another thing that we're kind of looking at, we're offering some AI training this year to staff. So that's becoming something that's, you know, impacting everyday life on a lot of people. And how is that going to impact our education here in Hayward? So,
Are there tools that you're providing? Are there tools that you're providing staff in the AI realm for detection and homework, or how does that, you know, or just training on what to look for, what they're seeing?
Well, from the outside looking in, we have a lot of people that would think, hey, AI, going to have a student do a paper, and boy, they shouldn't be having AI write their paper. And that's just one small piece of this AI component. Yeah, we do have ways that we can test that. It'll submit a report. You're 100% AI or 72 or whatever.
Yeah.
But that, again, is a super small piece. There are other things that I guess I wouldn't have thought about until someone explained it to me. So as we try to reach each one of these students kind of where they're at, we can plug stuff into an AI generator and say, hey, I want you to create, you know, a story for seven different kids on these seven different topics, and instead of the teacher having to go through and write a story.
Yeah,
there are pieces from an educational standpoint that we go, holy buckets, this is a benefit to us. And, you know, it can create things for us to make things just more unique to each learner.
Yeah, that's interesting because it's such a complicated topic, and what do you allow in the school, or what don't you allow in the school? And then, you know, how do you teach kids to use AI in a, you know, ethical manner for, you know, the workplace?
Yeah, and AI is not going away. It's going to be with us to stay. So how do we
just
teach?
Just like computers back in the 80s. They're here to stay.
We need students and staff to both be responsible, but for the most part, showing people what those capabilities are and when it's appropriate to use. And then how do we design an assignment? If our goal is to check, can a student write a paragraph, right? If we give them a computer and our unsupervised, we might get something back that we're not looking for. But there is that time where you go, okay, you got 7 minutes. You need to give me a five-sentence paragraph. You got to write it on the piece of paper.
Old school.
Yeah, like there are ways to still assess the pieces that we're looking to assess.
All right. What else is on your list?
Fall sports is going now.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, I think, was the first day for a bulk of our sports. Football did start about a week ago. Our boys' soccer, golf, cross-country, we got a lot of places starting up and just moving forward. Volleyball started yesterday. There's an energy into the building that wasn't there a week ago.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
That is really what brings those buildings to life. Our maintenance staff has done a fantastic job getting things ready. But it's time to get students back into the buildings because that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And speaking of staff and buildings, are you fully staffed across the district? Or you still have openings?
You know, right now we're in a really good spot.
Okay.
It's when we lose a person at this time of year that it gets incredibly difficult. So I was at a convention here two and a half weeks ago, and there are a lot of districts in the state that are in some pretty rough spots.
Yeah.
They have multiple places to fill, and they're not sure how they're going to do it. And they sometimes go to a staffing agency, and I think we're in a great spot. We might have an aide position open or a couple of things that it's not that they're not important, but we can cover for a little bit until that's filled. But for the most part, a bulk of our things are ready to go. We got some in-service again this week, kind of onboarding and making sure that everybody's up to par with what we're going to do and creating that vision and getting ready for the kids.
Yeah, awesome. You ready for the year?
I'm ready. Let's get rolling.
All right. Thanks, Mark, for joining me this morning.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.